Vinyl record sales make up a tiny fraction of the music market. Yet stores reported selling more than 6 million vinyl records last year. That's a 20-year high for the format. WMUK's Nancy Camden has this story on who's buying vinyl in Kalamazoo.
Richard Bowser of Kalamazoo does a weekly radio show in which he plays all vinyl records. Surrounded by 3,000-some vinyl record albums, I talked with him in his dining room.
I do a show on Wider FM, WIDR, at Western Michigan University, and it's on every Sunday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. I've been doing that show now for about 16 years. I play all vinyl on my show.
How do you start your show out?
You just want me to say it?
Sure.
Okay. A revolution in high fidelity. You're listening to Sounds in Space, 2 uninterrupted hours devoted to the phonograph record, only on your source for radio evolution. From the campus of Western Michigan University, this is WIDR Kalamazoo. WIDR, we call it Wider. I think that goes back a long way. Western Interdormitory Radio, 1952. I love music, and I love listening to it on records. I got an iPod, I got, you know, all that stuff. I'm not just trying to preserve the past for its own sake. This is just something that's always stayed with me, and it's really fun. A friend of mine goes by the name of Bat Guano, and we do a show dance party every month at the Home Bar for his radio show, which is called Swag. He also is a big aficionado of records and music. There's a lot of people that like records. There's a really big community of that here. We've always had at least one record store here. We have two good ones right now. Greenlight Records. The other one is called
Corner Record Shop. My name is Sean Hartman. I'm 24 years old.
In your age group, is that the smallest segment of the customers here?
It's the fastest growing segment of our customers. When we first opened, that was probably the smallest. But at this point, it's probably just as equal with any other customer base.
What are you seeing in here in the way of collectors?
High schoolers who just got a record player for their birthday. We have, you know, college students that are buying a lot of like new releases on vinyl. People like my parents' age that are either like buying a record player, getting their collection out of the basement, fixing up an old player that they haven't used since college. We have 70-year-old customers and older that have been listening to records forever and have just never stopped. And it's all over the place. We get a lot of customers in here that just come in and treat us almost like a museum or something. Like, oh, I had all these records when I was a kid. I remember when this was first on the shelf. A lot of people come in and buying a record and tell me about going to see them, seeing them recently or seeing them a long time ago.
Records sound great on a good system. Enjoying the physical, the fact that you can just pick the needle up and put it down and there it is, boom, boom, boom. It's very physical. Okay, here we go.
I have a feeling there might be people listening that are kicking themselves for having moved on.
Well, they probably needed a semi-truck to get from point A to point B. That is one of the downsides. They're very heavy and hard to move around. I have one good friend who has more records than me, and he's I'm never moving again. We're gonna have a real good time together. It's the love of music, I think, that drives it. You have everything from medieval classical music to punk rock to jazz, world music, you know, a little bit of everything here. If you like music, give it a try. I think a lot of people were pretty quick to reject it. Come back and check it out. It's really fun.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.